Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Fever by Maya Banks, performed by Adam Paul. Chapter 1. Jace Crestwell tapped Gabe Hamilton on the shoulder, and when Gabe turned, Jace grinned. "You've hogged my sister long enough. It's my turn to dance with her." Gabe didn't look happy with the interruption. He and Mia had been solidly glued to one another for the past hour, but he grudgingly took a step back, and Mia smiled radiantly as Jace took Gabe's place. The entire ballroom of the Bentley Hotel was decorated for Christmas, a nod to the fact that above all else, Mia loved Christmas, and it was also a well-known fact that Gabe would do damn near anything to make his new fiancée happy. And, well, Gabe moved fast when he wanted something, if nothing else. He'd started planning the engagement party the moment he got his ring on Mia's finger, almost as if he were afraid she'd change her mind unless he got the ball rolling immediately. It was pretty funny to see his friend in knots over a woman. The fact that the woman in question was Jace's sister was a little weird, but Mia was happy, and that was all he could ask for. "Are you enjoying yourself, baby girl?" Jace asked as he turned her around on the dance floor. Her entire face lit up. "It's fantastic, Jace. The whole thing. It's positively magical. I can't believe Gabe pulled this off so fast. It's just perfect." Jace smiled back at her. "I'm glad you're happy. Gabe will be good to you or I'll kick his ass. I already made that clear." Her eyes narrowed. "If he isn't good to me, it's not you he has to worry about. I'll be the one kicking his ass." Jace threw back his head and laughed. "That I have no doubt about. You made him work for it. I gotta admire that." Mia's face became somber, and Jace frowned, wondering what could have possibly made her so serious on a night she should be over the moon. "I know you gave up a lot for me," she said in a quiet voice. "I always wondered if the reason you hadn't married and had children of your own was because of me." He stared at her like she'd lost her mind. "Maybe now you can stop worrying about me so much, and, you know..." "No, I don't know," he said. Then he shook his head. "You're a nut, Mia. First of all, just because you're getting married doesn't mean I'm going to stop worrying about you and looking out for you. That's just fact, so get over it. Second, don't you think if I'd gotten married before now, especially when you were younger, that it would have made things easier for both you and me? You would have had a mother figure instead of being stuck with an overbearing, overprotective brother as your sole source of support." She stopped mid-dance and threw her arms around him, hugging.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?